Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The war between Israel and Hamas is entering a sixth month, and now the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, has issued a stark call to action to end the civilian suffering in war-torn Gaza. NPR's Dee Parvaz has more.
In the statement, ICRC President Mirjana Shpoliarich called for three things: a ceasefire allowing humanitarian aid to reach those in need, the unconditional release of hostages still held in Gaza, with a request that the ICRC be able to visit the hostages, and humane treatment of Palestinian detainees held by Israel, to whom the ICRC is also demanding access. The ICRC chief also said that both sides need to conduct their military operations in ways that ensure the protection of civilian lives. Dee Parvaz, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
A ship loaded with humanitarian aid for Gaza is slated to depart from Cyprus this weekend. The delivery is backed by the European Union, which hopes to set the stage for further sea-based deliveries. Senators voted 75-22 to approve six of the 12 annual government appropriations bills. The vote came just hours before a midnight deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown. As NPR's Eric McDaniel reports, lawmakers were able to strike a deal to move forward after a lengthy Republican protest.
The package includes funding for agencies, including the Departments of Agriculture, Veterans Affairs, as well as money for transportation and housing programs. The bill's opponents, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, didn't have enough support to block the bill, but they could and did delay the process, hoping to secure a vote on amendments to the package. Paul and his allies eventually relented. There were some amendment votes, but they narrowly avoided a repeat of a brief 2018 shutdown that came under similar circumstances. The House already passed the package earlier this week, leaving Congress to finish work on the remaining six funding bills before the next deadline on March 22nd. The next set of bills includes hotly contested agencies like the Department of Homeland Security. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, the Capitol.
In his State of the Union address between talk of Medicare and tax cuts, the president focused on an important group of Americans who cannot vote and likely weren't even watching: babies and young children. NPR's Corey Turner reports.
Biden's speech played like a greatest hits record of research-backed programs to help kids. High-quality preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds can make a child more likely to finish high school and even land a well-paying job. Biden also called for more affordable child care and a new expansion of the child tax credit. One study in the U.S. found that babies whose mothers received several $100 a month showed more high-frequency brain activity than infants whose mothers did not. In 2021, a temporary expansion of the tax credit briefly cut child poverty in half. Corey Turner, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Daylight saving time begins Sunday at 2 a.m., an hour of sleep vanishing in most of the U.S. Hawaii and most of Arizona are always standard and do not make the switch. The same is true in Puerto Rico, American Samoa, Guam, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The organizers of the Golden Raspberry Awards, or Raspberries, announced this year's winners today. NPR's Chloe Veltman has more on the annual celebration of the worst of Hollywood.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey has the dubious honor of winning 5 Razzies, including Worst Picture, Worst Director, and Worst Screenplay. The horror film reimagines Pooh and Piglet as psychopaths out to get their old friend Christopher Robin, his fiancé, and more.
Christopher, we need to leave. Now!
I really need to.
The action comedy Expendables 4 won 2 Supporting Actor Awards for Sylvester Stallone and Megan Fox. In a rare Razzies feat, Fox also garnered Worst Actress for the trigger-happy heist movie Johnny and Clyde. And John Voight took home Worst Actor for his performance in the action drama Mercy.
Perhaps you can help me. I'm looking for my son, Ryan Quinn.
Your son?
According to the Razzies video announcement, Voight's attempt at an Irish brogue was what clinched the trophy for the veteran Oscar-winning actor. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
Women's college basketball star Caitlin Clark has set another scoring record, exceeding NBA star Steph Curry's record of most three-pointers in a single NCAA Division I season. Clark's record is now 164 three-pointers. Clark's Iowa Hawkeyes yesterday defeated the Penn State Lady Lions. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.